How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How
are you? I'm glad to hear that. I'm doing good. You know, blessed, no complaints, right?
Amen.
And listen, I woke up this morning, so that tells me that God wasn't done with me yet.
That's exactly right.
That's what I tell my husband. Well, he's not ready for us yet. We still got work to do.
Amen to that. Could you hold for 1 second?
Of course, honey. No worries. I'll wait.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm back. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. No worries. I know you're busy. So, you know, I was actually, I know in the past you were with AdIQ, right? And then
yeah,
I know that you were with them for 6 months. Yeah, you know what? And it's so weird. Have you seen your Google profile page lately? Because I don't even see it anymore. That's what
I
figured. That's okay. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I'm getting a bill from Google. I'm getting a bill from Google saying that I owe them, and I don't
for
even
what?
Know how.
What do you
don't
them?
Know.
That's
probably
crazy.
From that I do.
Well, if AdIQ was doing the work, I mean, they charged you for it, so there shouldn't be a bill from Google. That's the first I've heard.
I know.
Yeah,
that's
pretty
why I was
strange.
Thinking, too.
I don't even see your profile page on there anymore, but that's okay. We can get it all straightened out for you. We'll create you a new one. That's not a big deal. I mean, we'd rather start from fresh anyways, because I went looking for it. I'm like, where in the world did it go? Okay.
Right. Where did Carmen Sandiego go? Okay.
Right. Exactly.
I don't know. They didn't really do much for me. They said a lot of stuff, but they didn't perform what they were supposed to do.
Right. Right. So what I'm doing, I know you have that original email, Mary, the Google advertising one that included everything, and then it had the pricing. I had you at $299 a month with no contracts. That was with no setup fee. Okay, Annie? So that's where I had you at. Let me do this. And then I'm going to also send you a second email. It's going to say client dashboard analytics. I don't believe I sent you this one, but what it does is it's going to give you an overview of our reporting system just so that you can get familiar with how you track your results with us. Okay?
Okay.
So let me get that one sent over to you. And then
the original email that you sent me, that's been a minute. I don't think I have that where you get, you know, gave me the price. I don't think I have that.
Let me pull it up and I can resend it to you. Let me do this because I believe it. I still have it in my mailbox here.
Okay.
There's that one. Okay, I'm going to forward it to you because I know you've responded to it, but it'll make it easier if I just forward it.
Okay, go ahead.
I got you. Okay. Why is it telling me? I don't want to reply. I want to forward.
I don't know. It's a good question, right?
How's the family doing?
Well, my one daughter, not doing too good. She actually lost her fiance 2 months after her dad passed away.
My goodness.
She's kind of like went off a little bit of the, she needs mental health, but she won't go. And I tell her all the time, you need to go talk to somebody. You're not acting normal. Her behavior is like kind of not right. So
yeah. It kind of sounds like she's had a couple of tragedies, you know, and we see tragedies because losing a loved one, right?
It's it was her fiance. They've been dating for 10 years and they were going to get married.
Oh my Lord.
Not only that, but she had one of her best on Thanksgiving. So she lost three people. Within, my husband passed away in October. Her best friend died November on Thanksgiving Day. And then her fiance died December the 5th, exactly 2 months to the day that my husband passed away, October 5th. He died December the 5th.
Oh,
and
Lord.
It's like, and yeah, she's, I mean, it's not good at all. I told her she needs to go seek some help. She's not right at all. She's really distressed.
Oh, man. God
but
bless her. You know, I'll keep her my prayer.
Yes, please, her name is Shannon.
I will.
She will
most definitely.
Yeah, she needs to seek some,
you know, that
she
happened
needs to seek some good guidance, something.
Yeah, you know, we had that in our family. My mom actually, this was about probably now 30 years ago, but my mom lost her younger sister. She was a baby of the family. She was 28. She had passed away in July. The following year in April, we lost my grandfather, my mom's father, and then her older sister passed away in May. So we lost three of them in our immediate family within 10 months. I mean, it's a big family, but it left a huge gap. A huge gap in our family, and there was a lot of...
Especially when it's one of the patriarchs, you know?
Yeah, it was a lot of fighting. A lot of... It was rough, but, you know, I mean, my grandma held that string together, you know, and she said, when I go, I know everything's gonna go, you know? But, I mean, it happens... You know, and we just keep pushing forward. I mean, it's hard, but I mean, the pain never goes away, right? It gets a little easier to deal with.
Right.
I think the promise is knowing that we'll be reunited again, right?
Oh, that's like every day I pass, you know, because we live in the country and I pass my husband's gravesite every day. It's right as we're going home. And we're leaving. And I always look at him. I go, I can't wait to see you again. And I hope and pray you soon because this world is about ready to explode. This world is on.
I know.
Crazy.
Yeah. I hear you. I know. My husband and I, we've been going to a Bible study group and it's done such an amazing thing for my husband. It's like his relationship is so much closer now, you know, with God. And you know, being given everything that he's gone through, he kind of puts you in that darkness, right? And he's doing so good right now. And he's so on fire right now. So on fire. Like, he's like, I can't wait till service tomorrow because we have service tomorrow at our church. And then he's like, and I can't wait until service on Sunday. So
well,
it's like, what do we do in
between?
You
know, but I'm going to tell you something, sister. I mean, tell you something, that's good to be on fire. It's awesome to be on fire, but we still need to be down on our knees for him because
absolutely.
I'm afraid for him because that's when Satan will attack you the most.
Oh, man.
When you want to do something for the Lord and get close to him, the devil will mess with you like no other. And then, you know what, though? Like one preacher says, hey, say thank you, Jesus, because you know you're doing something right.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you this, and I'll share this with you real quick. I had to take him to the ER on Sunday. On our way going to church, we're getting ready to leave, and then he's like, he's dizzy, he can't get up, his blood pressure's at like 98 over 50, so I take him to the ER, right? And I'm thinking his blood count's down again. Get him there. They won't let me in, of course. I drop him off, and then I'm like, okay, we have our Bible study group from 12:45 to 1, and he goes, just go, and I'm sure if they give me a blood transfusion, I'm going to be here 6 hours. Okay, not a problem.
Right.
I'm not even joking. Mary, I got the call right before I'm going to leave to Bible study. He goes, come and get me. They released me. I'm like, what do you mean? He's all, there's nothing wrong with me. They said they can't figure out why I was dizzy, but I'm good, so pick me up so we make it in time for Bible class.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you just got to get up and go. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Right?
You know, that's the power of God. I'll tell you, he lifts you up. He's a lifter of my head. I know that much.
Because
he helps me every day. Every day I wake up and I don't see my husband, beside me. I always thank God I got another day to live so I can witness.
Absolutely.
And share the word.
Absolutely.
And build up the kingdom of God and get happy in the spirit. I just praise God for that.
Amen.
It's
so
awesome.
I did send you, Mary, 2 text messages right now. I'm not sure if you received them. The first text message that I sent you, it's the number to our customer support, okay? So whenever you have a change, an update, a question, a concern regarding the account, you would contact customer service, okay?
Okay.
And then, now I know you're the one that's going to be managing the account. Do you want to give authorization to anybody else in your family that can make a change in case in the event you can't call to make a change or an update?
Yeah, let's go ahead and put Shannon. Because I know by the grace of God, God's going to help her through this, and I'm going to need her because I got an award from a contract with the City of Kettering doing some major cleanup in the city.
Nice.
So God's blessed, and I know that we're going to be heading forward. So like I said, I'm going to use all this time and all this talent to build up the kingdom of God. So
absolutely.
It's going to be good. So her last name, if you need it.
Yeah, please.
You need a last name?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to spell it for you. It's A-N-T.
Uh-huh.
A-R.
Uh-huh.
A-M.
Uh-huh.
I-A-N.
Okay. Antaramian?
That's exactly right. Thank you.
Okay, perfect.
You're
and then what is
the ever used that name that spelled it correct, that pronounced it the correct way?
Now
you did good.
Thank you. If in the event she calls Mary to make a change, how they're going to verify it's her is by her phone number. What's her phone number? Just so I have it on file, because that's how they'll verify it's her.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me pull it up.
No worries. Take your time.
Okay, it is 937.
Uh-huh.
680.
Okay.
0673.
Okay, 937-680-0673, correct?
That's correct. That is correct.
Okay, awesome. And then I'm going to put in here, she's your daughter and is authorized to make changes.
Okay.
Okay, and then now, Mary, the card that you're going to be using today for the payment, is it in your name, the business name, or in both?
It's in both. It's got my name, and underneath it is my business name.
Okay, how does your name read on there?
It's Mary Flippo.
Okay, no middle initial?
No initial in this one.
And it says, as far as for the business name, how does it read on there?
It's H-U-L.
Uh-huh.
Then you'll have a space, and then it's J-U-N-K. There's no hyphen in there at all.
There's no hyphen. Okay.
Not in this one. It's not. And then it's Services, LLC.
Okay. So Hall, Space, Junk,
Services,
LLC.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm just going to be re-verifying information with you in regards to the phone number that we're going to be listing on Google. Is that going to be your number, the 937-423-5118?
That is correct.
Okay. And then the company name, should it read as Hall with a hyphen and then Junk? The and symbol?
Well, you know the little dot you put in between? I don't know if it's a hyphen or not, but it's the slash
like
in between.
A little dash?
Well, a dash, like you do with a phone number, it's not a hyphen, it's a dash. I would say a dash.
Yeah.
So
okay, like what you do with the phone number. Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's going to be
so
a hyphen.
That's a hyphen?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's Hall dash.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hall
the
dash
one.
Junk.
Uh-huh. And then the and symbol.
Yes, and services.
Uh-huh.
LLC. That's for the business. Now on my card, it doesn't have and services. They didn't have enough room to put the and on there. So
yeah, no worries.
So it's just Hall Services LLC.
Perfect. Now, we're going to have Google resend a PIN code to you because I don't know what happened to your profile page. I don't know. It shouldn't have disappeared. I know that whenever someone discontinues with our service, none of their content goes away, so I think it's really weird. So we're going to have to repin you. What address are we going to have them send the PIN code to?
I would like to use my address that's in Dayton because I get more calls and more uses out there.
It's totally up to you. So the address that we'll pin it can be a P.O. box, just FYI. It would be a physical address.
I can't
address.
Use a P.O. box. It's actually physical. I do store equipment there every now and then. And it's my mother's home. So she said
perfect.
I could use that address. Yes. So
awesome.
I don't have to use a P.O. box. Yeah.
That's
so
perfect.
It's going to be 2120.
Okay.
Bickmore Avenue.
B-I-C-K or is it B?
Yep. V-I-C-K. B as in boy, I-C-K.
Uh-huh.
Bickmore Avenue. And that's Dayton, Ohio.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. And is the zip code 45404?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to hide the address because, of course, we don't want the address to show up on Google. So you'll receive
right.
that PIN code in the mail to that address between 6
okay.
to 10 days. So just let her know that you're expecting that PIN code. It'll look like a postcard if you remember how it looks. It almost looks like a postcard, and it says Google at the top.
Yeah.
Okay? Once
yeah.
you get the PIN
yeah,
code and the technician will go over it with you, we'll need the PIN code. So you'll provide it to us once you receive it. Okay?
Right. Now, do I call customer service or the other number you text
Yeah,
me?
You can call customer service. You'll
so
be able to give it to them.
That's actually the support number.
Yes.
Because it says
customer
support.
Service is support.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's,
okay.
I call it customer service, but it's customer support. And
okay.
the technician will tell you too. There's also an option, I believe, where you could even text it to us. And then, you know, we got the PIN code. Or if it's easier for you to just email it to me and say, Nadine, here's my PIN code, I can let them know. Either or.
Okay,
whatever's
cool.
easiest for you.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's cool.
And then,
or I might get busy and just
right?
send it to you, and then you can,
yeah.
I can,
yeah,
I can even
easiest.
Take a picture of it and send it to you.
Yeah, even if that's easiest for you, that's not a problem. Okay?
Okay.
And then, I know you said on the card that you're using for the payment, the business is Hall Junk Services, right? Is how it reads?
Yep, LLC. At the
LLC.
End, LLC.
Okay.
Yep.
And then
now you guys need my do you need the VIN number or anything for my business or are we good on that?
Nope. I don't need it.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
We're good.
Cool.
And then what's the billing address for that card that you're using today?
It is 68-15.
Uh-huh.
Hillgrove, that's one word. Hillgrove.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Southern Road.
Uh-huh.
And that's Greenville, Ohio.
Okay. 45331?
That is correct.
Okay. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It is a Visa. It is a Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number when you are.
It is 4158.
Okay.
2600.
Okay.
0048.
Uh-huh.
1194.
Okay.
Expiration is zero. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was going to ask you. You were already saying it. I'm sorry.
Expiration is 0724. Do you need the little code in the back?
The CVV? Yes, please.
It is 670.
Okay. I'm just going to repeat it back to you for accuracy. 4158-2600-0048-1194. Correct?
That is correct. That is correct.
And it expires July of the year 24, and then the CVV on the back is 670, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So before I process your payment, Mary, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. And the reason is because I do have you at that discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. And the good thing about this is I'll tell you I was able to still honor this price because I'll be quite honest with you, the prices like went up. So
I can imagine because of inflation. I can imagine because of inflation.
Well, that, and I mean, now the packages are like, and this is no joke, they're They're actually $200 more. They're $499 a month.
Oh, my goodness.
They jumped. Yeah. Yeah, they jumped. But because I had already been speaking with you and my manager knew, he knew your situation. So he told me, no, you could still honor it. That's not a problem. So I spoke with him earlier, too, just to let him know. But
I said thank you very much.
I will. Absolutely. Now, what this is going to do, it's going to outline the service agreement. And as I mentioned, it's an added form of protection for you as well that will send in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through it, okay, the recording, if there is anything, Mary, that you do not understand, just do me a favor and just say, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll rephrase it, and then I'll review it and then rephrase it, okay? I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding.
Now, is that after the video or during it?
Oh, no. This is during the voice verification recording. So there's going to be some questions that I'll ask, and then if you don't understand the question, just say, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it.
Okay, I got you.
I'll review it and rephrase it, okay?
I got you.
And the reason that we do this, I do this prior to even charging your card, so this way you have a clear and firm understanding, okay, before we even process your payment, okay?
Okay,
so
I got you.
I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
Hall Junk and Services. LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Mary Flippo, owner and operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
As well as text messages, too. So we contact you three different ways. We'll call you. We'll attempt to call you. We'll send you an SMS message, or we'll email you. So we're just asking that you'll be responsive. You know, we know at times you're working and you can't get to the phone. So just as long as you respond to us in a timely manner, that's all we ask. Okay.
I understand.
Awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
And then just so you know, too, Mary, there is a possibility, okay, that you might get a call from another company trying to sell you another product. All you need to tell them is, listen, I'm already working with a company. You don't have to even entertain that conversation. Just know that they're not related to our company, so we're not going to call you and ask you for more money. Okay?
Right.
That's what that means. Okay.
Yes.
And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No.
So let me explain what this means, okay? What this means is that we're not saying you can't do additional marketing anywhere else. We're just saying that before you do, give us a call and let us know so that way we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We do not want you spending more money if you don't need to. That's what that means.
And I'm not going to be doing that because you guys, I think we're going to do good. So I'm going to be good with this.
So in this question that I'm asking, how you would answer it is yes, because what we're saying is, and I'll repeat it, in hiring Local Splash, which is our company, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement.
Okay. Yes, I got you now.
Okay.
It was now, the wording.
Yeah, and that's why I always explain this one because it sounds kind of like, huh, wait a minute, I'm not sure. So,
well,
yeah.
I thought you might have, you were saying that should I, if I was going to get on like Facebook and advertising this and that. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, no. So like, and I'm glad that you brought that up because we also do Facebook ads, right? So let's say if you were going to, because that's another service that we offer. It's not included in this package, but we do offer it. Okay.
Right.
Where we run Facebook ads. You have that option to run Facebook ads, and in your client interview, they might even bring it up to you. Because just to be very transparent with you, Mary, we offer a lot of products, right? So in your client interview, don't be surprised, okay, if the tech, you know, gives you other options. They might tell you, hey, we do the Facebook ads. Just know that there are things that are offered to you. It's not like we're telling you you have to do it. Our job is to make sure that we're getting you the best return, right? So just be aware of that. Okay.
Okay.
So now your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, March 1st, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the first day in the discounted amount of $299.
Okay,
you may
cool.
discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
Gotcha.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to process the payment and then we're going to send your receipt. It'll be both in your, sent to your email and it's also going to be sent to you in a text message.
Okay.
While that's processing, I want to take a look at the calendar. How does your schedule look for tomorrow? I want to set up your client interview at a time that's convenient for you. And what we're going to do is we're going to block out an hour. The client interview, you don't need to be in front of a computer. They're basically crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's. They're going to talk to you about the keywords, keyword phrases, more in detail. So it can take 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have.
Okay, how about 11 a.m.?
11 a.m. tomorrow. Let me check the calendar and see what I
got.
Perfect. I actually have an 11 a.m. So let me do this. Now I'm going to set that up. So in your client interview, they will be calling you, Mary, from an 877 number. Okay. So just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. You'll also receive shortly a calendar invite with the information on your client interview for tomorrow, and then also an hour before your client interview, they're going to send you a reminder just to remind you that it's upcoming in the hour. Okay.
Okay.
They'll attempt to call you a couple of times. I mean, if you don't answer the first time, they'll try again. And then I do have the email for you is halljunk20021@gmail.com. Correct.
That's correct.
Okay, just wanted to make sure that I'm sending it to the right one. If you, I don't know if you're in front of your email now or if you could look at your text messages, I want to make sure you got the receipt. It'll say initial invoice on it.
Okay, let's go here.
And then we're almost done because we're just going to go over some notes, just some basic notes for the technician, just so they know, like have a basis where to start from. And that it'll say initial invoice and it'll start off by saying, Dear Mary Flippo, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your initial invoice is located below this email.
Okay, let me look here. Yep.
Okay.
Do I hit click here?
Yes.
No?
Click on where it says click here.
Okay.
And it takes you to a page at the top that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Correct?
Yeah, gotcha. Yep.
Do me a favor, and you're going to scroll all the way down to the very bottom, right above where it says sign. Before you do that,
okay.
There's a little box right above it to the left, and right next to it, it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. So
okay.
What you're doing is by checking in that box, you're saying that, yes, that's you, that
okay.
whose name is on the card. And then where it says signature, you're going to type your name exactly as it reads. You don't need to put the date because it's already there. And then you'll click on confirm signature. So when you do that, Mary, let me know. The next thing you should see is it's asking you for a username and a password.
I got it.
Awesome.
I got it.
Okay. So let me explain this. This is where you would go in and see your results. Like this is where you track your results with us. Okay. So we don't have the username and password yet because when you have your client interview, they're going to create that customized tracking and reporting system. I believe within about 7 to 14 days, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's within 7 to 14 days, you're going to receive this link with a username and a password. This is why I want you to watch that video of that YouTube link that I sent you on your text messages. Because it's going to walk you through on how you go in and view your reports. It's not anything too complicated, I promise.
I know a little something.
Hey, even something is so funny. My granddaughter sometimes, she's 9, and she's like, no, Grandma, this is how you do it. And I just crack up because these kids nowadays are so much more tech savvy, right?
They are very tech savvy.
Do you have a Facebook page for the business, Mary?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. Okay.
I don't get on there. I just.
But you do have one for the business, right?
Yeah, but I really need to change it because it's actually under another name that we used to use.
Uh huh.
Back in the day, we used to use
Robert
Hauling. Yeah, I need to change
it. Oh, it was under Robert Hauling?
Yeah.
Do you have access to it?
I think I'm pretty sure I do.
Okay. Yeah. Let me ask you this. If you don't have access to it, and I'll try to look for it. If you don't have access to it, do you have a personal Facebook page?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Just in case if you don't have access to it, we can create a new business Facebook page for you. We would just have to be able to create it. It has to be created through your personal one. That's how they create it. It's not Roberts and Sons, right?
No, it was Robert Hauling.
Okay.
Because we used my husband's first name to start the business. And everybody thought that was our last name because it was Robert Hauling. And I said, no, that's actually my husband's first name is Robert, so.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try to look for it, but just so you know, if you don't have access to it, then the way that we can create you a new Facebook page is we would have to have access through your personal one to be able to create it for you.
Okay,
we're not going to do anything to your personal, or you can
create
it yourself. It's totally up to you, whatever you're more comfortable with.
I will get on there and see if I can access it, and then maybe we'll go from there. I'll let you know about that.
Okay. And then how far did you want to target? I know where we're PIN verifying you at is going to be at your mom's address, which is in Dayton, but how far do you want to target? 40, 50 miles, a little less than that?
We probably do about, I would say, 50.
50? Okay.
Yeah.
And then do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text?
Either or, all of it.
Okay. And then what are some of the services? I know junk hauling, haul away. What do you want me to mention on here?
Dumpster rentals? We have dumpster rentals, and we also do demos, and we also do inside demos, like we demo kitchens, bathrooms, anything that needs
interior
to be
demo?
Renovated.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Demos for renovations? Okay.
Yeah. Correct.
And this is just kind of giving them a little bit. They'll go over a lot more with you, more in detail during your client interview. And then it's not required. I just ask out of habit because this way I don't miss nothing. Licensed and insured?
Don't have to be.
Okay, that's what I figured, because I know a lot of places you don't need to be.
I have plenty of insurance. I've got Buku insurance. I don't have to have license.
Yeah, I know a lot of places, they don't even require it.
I don't remodel, I just destroy. Yeah, I don't remodel, I just destroy. So.
Now, I see your hours are 8 to 8. Is that Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Actually, it's Monday through, Zoe, let me talk. I would say all the way to, and Sunday we're off. Yeah, all the way from Monday to Saturday. Go in there with Uncle Robbie while I'm meeting.
Is that going to be 8 to 8?
Yes, 8 to 8.
Okay. And what are the forms of payments that you accept?
We do take, checks, cash, and, credit cards.
Okay. Awesome.
I'm set up for all of that
beautiful
good stuff.
Do you want me to notate you do for residential and commercial, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Okay, so tomorrow they'll be calling you as a reminder from an 877 number, and they'll be calling between 11 and 12 o'clock, okay?
Okay.
And then you'll get that reminder an hour before your client interview, okay? Now,
okay.
Just to kind of go over the timeline with you again, because I know it's been a while since we last went over it. So I always like to go over everything once more. So within 6 to 10 days, you're going to get that PIN code in the mail sent to your mom's address. And remember that it'll arrive within the 6 to 10 days. So just let her know to be aware and to give you a call once you get it. And if it's easier for you.
My sister will send me a picture
perfect.
Of it. Like she did
and then all you have to do if it makes it easier for you is email me. Okay?
Okay.
The technician will go
fantastic.
Over this with you as well. And then within 7 to 14 days, Mary, we're going to have you listed in the Google Ads. Okay?
Okay.
Within 5 to 7 days, you'll be listed within all the popular directories. Typically, and this states it in our terms and conditions, okay, the local listing, the local map on the first page, typically can take between 30 to 45 days.
That's not a worry. Not a worry.
But I will tell you, you know, I love being transparent because people need to know it's not going to happen overnight, right?
I already know.
Right. But I will tell you that I have though seen at times where it's happened sooner. Okay. But because we know it's important for you to start getting those calls coming to you as quickly as possible is why we do supplement the listing with the Google Ads within the 7 to 14 days. Now you will be receiving notifications as these things are being completed. So we'll let you know when you're live in the Google Ads, when you're live in the local map, when you're live in the directory. So we're definitely going to keep you in the loop, okay?
That's awesome. Thank you.
And I will definitely tell you this, Mary, and this is something I always like to point out. We put in over 100 hours creating the listings, optimizing, creating all the content. So believe me when I tell you that we are going to manage and maintain your account because we don't start seeing a profit with the company that we sign up until they've been with us about 4 or 5 months is when we'll start seeing a profit. So we work on retention, right? We want to make sure that we're earning your business month in and month out because we want to retain you as a long-term client, right? Because the program is working.
And that's
how
the way
we work.
It should be. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And that's the way it should work. So I can say, hey, I got this great team that works for me at Local Splash. And then I can say, hey, you need to advertise to them. Then I can refer you guys to somebody else that I know. I get people all the time that ask me. And I go, hey, I'm actually working with somebody, but I haven't actually got on there yet because I got stuff
I'm dealing
with.
And if you do that, Mary, let me know and tell them to always to call me. And tell them to make sure, or even if you tell me, hey, Nadine, just giving you a heads up, someone's going to be calling you that I referred. So this way we can get you credit for that. Okay.
Okay.
I want to make sure, you know, if you're sending anybody as a referral, I want to make sure that I know it's coming from you. You know what I mean?
Okay. That's awesome.
We'd like to know that. Absolutely.
Okay.
Mary, I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity, and I want to tell you welcome to our local Splash family. I'm super excited for you, and I definitely think it was God's timing, right?
Okay.
Most
it's
definitely.
Always God, honey. You know, we pray, but God is the one that ordains our footsteps.
Absolutely.
So it's like, it's time. I knew the Lord said, Mary, go ahead and do this. It's like I'm getting everything ready for this year. And I know we're going to be blessed. And God is good because we're going to build up the kingdom. Because I got so many ideas. It's just amazing what God does. It's just amazing.
It is. And I really want to thank you, Mary. And I wish you many blessings with your business and with your family. And I'll definitely keep your daughter, Shannon, in my prayers. Okay?
Oh, I appreciate it. And you and your husband both are in mine. So
thank you.
You guys,
greatly
you take care of yourself. And I will hear
you
from
too.
You soon.
Absolutely.
All right.
Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.